Proclamation number 3718 dated the March 19, 1946. Constrained souls. Act of salvation. Try to put yourselves into the position of a soul which is tied down by evil forces and unable to free itself without help. This is certainly of its own doing but pitiable because of its weakness, because it does not walk the right path. The path to me is Divine Redeemer, who is able to remedy its weakness of will. It is completely under the influence of these forces who guide its thoughts into the wrong direction in order to keep it from the truth and therefore also from its own salvation. Such a soul is disadvantaged in every way. First of all, due to its misguided thinking, it lacks understanding, but it is constantly influenced to strive for what will stop it from becoming aware of it. Furthermore, it is encouraged to believe that it is on the right track in order to paralyze its willingness to investigate other avenues. Hence it has to think and want what my adversary's forces mentally induce, and the soul itself is not strong enough to offer resistance, which is the result of not acknowledging my act of salvation. The human being is engaged in a far greater spiritual struggle against the forces of darkness, and he will lose if he does not call on me myself for help, to strengthen his will, for salvation from my adversary's power. For he has immense power over the souls, over the will, even though the will is free. He intensifies the weakness of will and the soul cannot defend itself against him by itself as he is far stronger than the soul. Hence I came to the world to help humanity in the fight against their soul's enemy. Through my death on the cross I brought them salvation from the constrained state. I acquired strength of resistance for every single person who is willing to accept it from my hands, who acknowledges me and believes in my act of salvation. I cannot endow the human being with this strength of increased will against his will if I want to create a free, perfect being which has found me voluntarily. Thus free will has to be considered in all situations in life if the last goal is to be achieved, ultimate perfection. Thus godliness of the being which is living on earth embodied as a human being for the test of its will. This test of will necessitates the adversary's immense power over every individual soul, just as the blessings of my act of salvation are necessary to overcome this power. Therefore it is my continuous endeavor to make people believe in me as Redeemer of the world, and by conveying the pure truth I seek to make the act of salvation, my mission as a human being on earth, comprehensible to them. However, it is up to every person himself to form his own opinion since I do not force anyone to believe in me, but he makes it impossible for himself to receive the blessings of the act of salvation, the reinforcement of his will against my adversary, if he does not acknowledge me. And then it is extraordinarily difficult for the soul to pull itself away from the enemy. Because it does not recognize the danger it is in, it believes to be on the right path, its understanding is clouded because the adversary's influence also affects the human being's every thought and activity, so that he will not establish the right relationship with me and will even be prevented from acting with love. Nor will he allow himself to be taught because the adversary's influence is stronger than the influence of fellow human beings who want to help him. Only the right attitude towards me as the Redeemer of the world, the right attitude towards Jesus Christ and his teaching, can bring help to a soul, and an effort has to be made for this. If the person can find the will to penetrate the knowledge of Jesus Christ's mission, he will also receive assistance from me. He will be guided into the right understanding in spite of my adversary's most eager influence, because I will help wherever I feel but the faintest willingness to come close to me. although the human being cannot muster the understanding for my act of salvation quickly, as soon as he acknowledges Jesus Christ as God's representative, as soon as he accepts that he was given a mission by God, his train of thought will be on the right track and he will continue to be guided correctly, and then the adversary will already have lost his power. But this is to come first before the soul can withdraw from his influence. Only then will it be saved, and only then will it be open to all other information. The battle of light against darkness is enormous, and where the light shines it is to be guarded so as not to get extinguished. The prince of darkness also rages against the bearers of light, and that should prompt them into utmost caution. They should not go near his entrapments, they should take flight when his activity becomes evident, but always let the light shine when someone lingering in darkness desires the light. However, they should never allow my adversary the triumph to have darkened the light from the heavens, thus never give him the opportunity to successfully influence his victims, because only where I am acknowledged is it possible to break his power. And thus those souls should only ever be informed of the significance of my act of salvation, so that they can liberate themselves of their own accord, so that they learn to differentiate between truth and error, and through truth alone become blessed. Amen.